The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have a couple of guests in the studio, some of the young folks who were in the Destination Imagination group that headed to Poland just a short time ago and got back after the big travels. We have both ladies first. Alexis King, she's a sixth grader. We have Hayden Miles, a sixth grader, and seventh grader Nicholas Clarent. I hope I got that right.
Yep.
And we also have instructor Heather Miles, who is a teacher at the Bad Axe Schools, who's going to help us out with some of the adult stuff that we need to talk about here.
Absolutely.
But congratulations. Two teams went, fourth and 11th place in international competition. Not all that bad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have a mixture from both teams here, so some were on the one team that was fourth and the other was 11th, but all in all, eight kids went and they had a good time?
Yes, very good time.
Well, I'm sure the parents who wanted to send you there and raise the money and all that stuff, we're happy to hear at least you had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little bit, Heather, on what Destination Imagination is? Because this was the international invitational tournament that they went to in Poland.
Correct. Destination Imagination is a program that focuses on STEAM, the science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics. It's student-driven. As adults, we are on the sidelines making sure kids are safe, have snacks and rides and those sorts of things. Students form teams of their choosing, and then they're picking a challenge. There are eight challenges for them to pick from. They work for months to solve this challenge, and then they present it in skit format in front of a panel of judges. They're called appraisers, but we think of them as judges, who give them feedback and scores based on their set rubrics.
And these challenges, are they basically within the STEAM parameters?
Absolutely. Every single one of them is. For example, there's one that's engineering based. You typically have to build some sort of structure, and either you're adding weights or taking weights off to see the strength of that structure. There's one that's called fine arts that really works more on that team building, putting good props in place and a good storyline, those kinds of things.
But things like science, math, all of this is international, which lends itself
absolutely
to an international competition, because 1 + 1 is the same here as it is in Poland, as it is in Saudi Arabia, China,
correct,
and around the world.
Yep, absolutely. And it's nice to see
and
kids
1 + 1 will not be on the test. It's too simple.
The kids have to work for months, which is different than what they normally have in their classrooms, where we're giving them real quick kind of projects. So for months, they're problem solving and team building around one challenge.
And that's one of the keys to the program, is the problem solving. Learning to work together to get an outcome, as opposed to just, this is the problem, here's the answer, and you're done.
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
And that it's student driven. So as adults, mm-hmm, we really can't interfere at all. There's a no interference clause that we have to sign a contract for at the beginning. They lose points if parents so much as cut a piece of fabric for them or hold a glue gun. It's really student driven.
Oh, gosh, that is tough. Parents do like to help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nod, because if you nod, A, they can't hear that, and B, you don't want them to know that your parents were trying to help. Okay. Now, you talked about some of these projects go for months, but that couldn't happen at a tournament.
Nope.
Because you were there just for a short time, and you had to do the more stuff that's done more quickly.
Correct. So typically in the United States, when we're presenting, they're presenting what's called their central challenge, the piece that they've worked on for months. When they went internationally, they didn't haul all of their props and things with them. Instead, they participated in what's called an extreme instant challenge.
Well, that's carry-on. You are not paying for carry-on for all those props.
No way. They are heavy.
Yes.
So in the extreme instant challenge, they were presented with a challenge and then given 24 hours to write the script, solve the problem, create the props, and then present in front of a panel of judges, appraisers.
And I understand some of the times you worked with kids from other countries.
Yes.
That
yep.
Were there.
Yes.
And there wasn't a problem there. Was there somebody to interpret, or was it? We all know what we're talking about. Parents just don't understand. We can communicate.
Yeah, we had a translator most of the time that could help us understand some of the things, or if the Polish people or kids did not understand what we were saying, the translator could help them out.
And a lot of times with science, names are names universally. This is what it's named and what it's called. It isn't one thing in France, it isn't another thing in German. This is what it's called, so that kind of helps.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And there were several different kinds of competitions, I understand. There was buddy challenges, all kinds of things, single individuals, things going on. So you were only there a couple of days. It sounds like a lot of work in just a couple of days.
Yes.
It was a lot of work.
And what did you do, Nicholas?
For the buddy team challenge, we got a buddy team that was Polish, and then we had to solve a challenge with them.
First thing was to understand each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're working on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of challenge did they give you? I mean, people are hearing the word challenge, and I'm just wondering what type of task they were giving you.
It wasn't a challenge that we get normally here. It was about a robot, I believe.
Yeah, we had there was a robot on a screen that in the gym that we were in, and we had to name the robot, where it came from, all this kind of stuff, and the teams with the best creativity and most points at the end won the buddy team challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but then there was also individual competition. Does everybody do an individual, or is that just something you can elect to do?
They're all team-based. I think the instant challenge was
the other one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And science is science is science, so I assume, Alexis, you had the same type of challenges as your male counterparts here?
Yes, I
did. And you had to work with someone from another country?
Yeah, ours is the same. We're just on different teams. The challenges were the same. We just had different ideas and different teammates to work with.
I think that's kind of the idea of the project, though, is that a problem can have more than one solution, can have more than one outcome because of the creativity that goes behind it.
Yeah.
Well, terrific.
When we were solving a problem, one of the managers there at DI said, we gave them the same challenge, but none of the teams I saw had the same solution. Mm-hmm. And there was more than 25 teams there working, so...
Wow.
Pretty cool.
You should come do my taxes. Eight kids went in all, so four on a team, I take it?
No, there was three on her team and five on our team.
Okay, and basically, did your parents all go with you, or were there chaperones? How did this all work out? Because it's costly to travel halfway around the world.
We had parents that could come with us, or the team manager could take them, but most of the parents came with the child.
Well, if you're sending them halfway around the world, I think you want to watch out for them. That's kind of... And what grades do Destination Imagination? I mean, we've got 6th and 7th graders here. Is that basically the upper levels?
Nope. So Destination Imagination can start as early as preschool, and it actually goes through the university level. In Bad Axe, currently we are running kindergarten through 7th grade as our oldest, but as our kids move up into the high school, we're excited to expand up into that building next year.
And then there's different competitions for the different age groups, obviously.
Correct.
Because if you were taking on the kindergartners, you'd be like, yeah, we're going to win this.
Correct. Essentially, they're at our level, we have a elementary, a middle school, a high school level, and then the senior level, we only see if the students make it to the national level, which is in Tennessee each May.
Is there competition between schools before you get to a state or an international tournament?
Yep.
Do you go to another school and your team and their team are given the same problem and try and come up with an answer, that type of thing?
Do you want to talk about the levels? So you start at a regional level.
Yeah.
And then if you're first, second, or third for your chosen challenge.
You move on to states, and then first, second, or third goes on to globals. And then if you're lucky, you can move on to worlds and go around the world. And
my goodness. Well, you went to Poland. I want to hear what you thought of, what was it like being in a whole other country, whole other culture, whole different language, and you're walking around going, don't hurt me, I can't talk to you this way. Was it difficult? Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun just trying to communicate, and everyone was laughing when we tried.
And you weren't offended by that, because sometimes people come here and if you laugh at them, they think, why would you laugh at me? I'm trying.
No, none of us were offended.
The Polish people are super nice. They're super forgiving, and they're great.
They appreciated that you were trying to learn some Polish. It's a difficult language.
Mm-hmm. And I heard Alexis, of the three of us here today, you guys, she was the one who was getting the accent down right.
Oh, yeah.
So did you turn to her? Tell her I want ketchup.
Well, most of them spoke English there, which was helpful.
There is a lot of English spoken in Poland. People might not think that, but there are people who have enough of a working knowledge of English that can help you out to get what you want. Cool. And where was this in Poland? Did you get to see a lot of Poland, or were you basically in that city, that community?
We got to go to three different cities, and one was Warszawa, Kraków in Polish, and Wrocław.
Okay. You're doing that far better than I am. Because
we would think of it as Wrocław, Kraków, and Warsaw.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
so you were in the capital for a time and in other places as well, and And was it like an American city, or did you see a lot of differences? I mean, we have, you know, with the roads, you know, built right for expressways and stuff, or is it more of a rural type of community where it's two lanes and away you go?
It was a lot older, and the streets were really small.
It's probably because when they built it, they didn't have cars.
Right. Yeah. The streets were all cobblestone throughout all the cities.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they just have certain areas they use vehicles? Because I would imagine if the roads are too small, you can't do a lot of driving.
Well, they usually, along the streets, they usually drive, but like in the cities and in the squares, it's usually all walking or biking. So.
And they have winters like us.
Yes.
Like you're doing this in Florida, where it's always nice.
Yeah, imagine it like Michigan, but it can get cold.
Was it cold when you were there?
Most days.
Most days it was chilly. I wouldn't say cold, but it was cool.
And did you get a chance to sample some of the cuisine, the foods of Poland, or did you just try and find a hamburger joint every time you could find one?
No.
There were a bunch of different foods. Like, they had the restaurants that were used to, like McDonald's, but they also had foods that they're used to, like pierogies is a big food over there.
Is it like what we call pierogies, or do we Americanize stuff too much? Because, you know, you were talking a little bit beforehand that some of the dough didn't taste like it does here and such, because we tend to sweeten and put as much fat and stuff as we can. Was it good? Was it just different, or?
Well, like, when you think of a pierogi here, you think of potato, meat, or sauerkraut with a flour, egg, and
a big
dough.
Fat meat pie.
Yeah. But there, it's not as sugary, I would say. And they still have the sauerkraut, they still have the meat, they still have the potatoes. But it's more like, it's straight from the garden. They cook it up there. And there's a lot of different types of pierogies. Like, we had a blueberry, strawberry, and ricotta cheese pierogi. There was meat, sauerkraut, potatoes, all of the normal ones.
So they could make them as a main course or a dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or maybe have breakfast pierogies, you know? They can stop off for a breakfast pierogi at their fast food places in the capital. Did you find any American food there, and did they get it right? I mean, we have restaurants like our national chains like McDonald's and that are all over the planet. Did you get to sample to see if they do it the same? Because I have heard they have different sandwiches and different things in other countries.
They did have like McDonald's and Burger King there, but it was a lot more healthy.
Well, that's not a McDonald's or a Burger King. I mean, they've gotten it all wrong right there.
Like, in one of the McDonald's we went to, there was a gym on the second floor of the McDonald's. So,
we just didn't go together.
No.
Just, and no clowns or anything else, just a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And a gym instructor probably up there saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Work that burger off.
Eat the most unhealthy food and then go work it off upstairs.
But did you have any, like, a full meal type of thing, you know, with, you know, served, like, at a nicer restaurant?
At the school we went to, they served us, like, a whole buffet. It was pretty cool. So, in most restaurants, they give you a bowl of soup to start out with. And then, once that's done, they give you, like, either chicken or meat or pierogies, and with a couple different types of salads. And then after that's done, you can have dessert. So
you get courses almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. But you mentioned you went to a school. I understood you went and visited a Polish school.
Yep.
And found that you wanted to go there.
Yes. Yep. The food there was amazing. We got...
Is that what it takes, Nani? Is this what we need to, you know, for schools of choice, do we need to make sure that the food is good and then like the, you know, Field of Dreams, the students will come?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
But you found their classrooms to be very modern,
mm-hmm.
And their class sizes to be similar to here, and the posters and things you saw on the wall showed you that the things they were learning were pretty much the same as what you are learning here.
Yeah.
You learned to talk a little bit to get by, but did they try to teach you any of the writing? Because their alphabet isn't quite the same either, and I mean, their E's are backwards, and there's a little crown over this letter, and it just seems like it would be like trying to read an Egyptian tomb.
Yeah.
But did they try to teach you a little bit of that so you could recognize this is the men's room, this is the ladies' room? And
not really so much writing, but we did speak quite a bit there.
That's easier to grasp because you're kind of immersed in it.
And yeah.
If you don't connect talking, then you're kind of standing there with nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Do they teach English in the school that you went to? Did they show you that they taught any English? Was that part of their curriculum? I mean, we have French and German and stuff in some of our schools, but English is the one of them that they try to teach.
Yep. And that started by elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh. They didn't try teaching me French in elementary school, that's for sure. And I still can't say anything. They taught me how to conjugate verbs, but not how to speak it. It was weird. When you went there, was the trip okay? I mean, you enjoyed the flight, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kids kind of like the flight better than the adults who are looking at the, oh my gosh, they don't even give you peanuts anymore.
It was a full 24-hour travel day there, and then a 24-hour travel day home.
Oh my gosh.
And surprisingly, jet lag didn't seem to really impact the kids at all. They just kind of bounced with the new time as a five-hour time change.
The parents it influenced, but...
They hit the road running and were ready to explore and go.
And did you get to see anything beyond Poland when you stopped in Poland? Because you had to stop for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it would be a nonstop flight. I mean, did you at least get to look out the window and see London or see Paris or other places?
We stopped in, our first stop was in Paris, then we went to Poland, then on our way back we stopped in Amsterdam, then went to the United States.
Seems that you're more well-traveled than most of the people.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah. My goodness. Now, I assume that you folks took a lot of pictures.
Yes.
Took a lot of videos, because everybody has their little phone camera,
mm-hmm.
and maybe brought a camera just on their own to take some stuff. I understand there is going to be some sort of a presentation that kind of shows a little bit about what
mm-hmm.
you experienced.
Yep.
Do you remember the date?
It's April 27th at the Bad Axe Library, and it's going to be at 7 p.m., and we're just going to talk about what we did there in Poland and what we liked, what we disliked. And
show lots of pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a presentation there.
So we went through the food and you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
What didn't you like about it? I mean, was there, did the water taste funny? Was there, you know, what things were so different that were like, no, we'll go back to America?
I don't think anybody really liked when they were served sparkling water with dinner.
Yeah, the sparkling water wasn't that good, but
Which is basically soda pop with no flavor.
Yeah, yeah. So you just get the carbonation.
You get the carbonation, mm-hmm. and it's a little tart.
Yes. Yep.
That was the one thing. That's the only thing.
Well, most of the food there was pretty good. I mean, there wasn't anything to complain about.
Was your accommodations kind of what you expected, like a Holiday Inn here, that type of thing? Or,
mm-hmm.
or
very nice.
Yeah, the...
You were in a hotel rather than staying at people's houses or anything
The hotels were very modern, and our first hotel, we hadn't had any experience with, like, what the gadgets there was like, but... You got there, you had to slide your card on like a scanner in the door to open it, and then you'd be normally looking for a light switch to turn on the lights. You had to put your card in a little slot, and then you could turn on the lights. But without putting the slot, with the card in the slot, you couldn't turn on the lights at all.
So the card basically activated your room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did they have Polish television there?
Yeah.
Were you able to see anything that was kind of American with words coming out that just didn't sound right to the, or do they have their own type of shows?
It looked American, but it was Polish, like they just spoke Polish on the TV, but it looked all the same.
Did you try to find on the selector where the special languages?
Yeah, we tried our first TV. We tried getting to all the menus, and we just couldn't figure it out, but.
No subtitles in English you could find. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, it seems like you had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I assume this has kind of piqued your interest in maybe doing more traveling. Alexa, mm-hmm. you got any place in mind you're looking for, Alexis?
No, but it would be fun to go back to Poland. I liked
it. You've been there. The whole point is now to go somewhere else to see what they have to offer. But, yeah, I understand that you found it to be a nice place And I suppose it's a whole lot better when you're the one who can pick up the language pretty good. The levels you came in on, 4th and 11th, there weren't trophies, but 4th and 11th isn't bad in international competition. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you guys did terrific, and we're all proud of you. We heard about it even before you got back, and it was great to hear that you did so well. Is this something you would do again if further down the road Destination Imagination had another opportunity to go to another country and compete?
Yeah, I would definitely go.
I would go again.
That's a big yes from all of them.
Yes.
And those who nodded, which really don't work on radio.
We're hoping other teams within our program will take advantage of it down the road as well.
Okay. And was this something the parents had to come up with the funds for, or did you do fundraisers to try and defray at least some of the costs? Because an international flight, you know, they may help you with the Destination Imagination, but there's still costs involved, I think.
Sure, absolutely. We did a few small fundraisers because we didn't want the kids to feel like it was just a gimme trip, so they had to earn a small part mm-hmm. of it. The reality is parents paid the biggest portion out of pocket for them to be able to go, and no one questioned it. Everyone said this is an opportunity we need our kids to have. We need them to see that we live on one pretty small world, and here's your chance to go be a mm-hmm. part of that world.
Yep.
Did you sell pierogies?
We did. We had a Polish dinner.
You did, huh? Wow. Pretty cool. Did you learn how to cook Polish, or how they do things over there to bring it back, or were they pretty tight-lipped about how they prepare things?
Well, we had a Polish buffet for a fundraiser, and some of us got to work in the kitchen cooking all the food with some. It's pretty cool.
You got an idea of all mm-hmm. it takes to make that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, terrific. Destination Imagination, this is something that is continuing to the end of the year? Is it just during the school year, or do they do some of this in the summer?
We do a bit in the summer. Actually, the kids will be leaving this next Saturday for their state competition over in Mount Pleasant, so we'll see how they fare there. Teams that come first, second,
you can win international before you go to state?
Timing is how that worked out. Teams that do come in first, second, or third there then will be invited to move on to the global level, which is in Tennessee in May, and I anticipate some of our Bad Axe teams will probably be invited to that level. And then in the summer, they get together and do a little bit more prep work, some of the team building, fundraising. We're always doing can drives and dinners and those sorts of things to make sure that the funds are there so that the kids can focus on what they need to do for the team building.
And is this an extracurricular after school, or do you do this as part of your school day?
totally extracurricular and completely run by parent volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Terrific. And if parents are listening out there and they want to get their kids involved, how do they get them involved in Destination Imagination? They may not go to Poland, but you know, there's a lot to be learned and a lot of learning to work together, camaraderie, and all these types of things that mm-hmm. also go into the learning of the STEAM category.
Absolutely, it's a fabulous program. Right now, we only have it in the Bad Axe Public Schools, so other schools that wanted to participate and join would need to give us a call at Bad Axe, and we would help them find those contact informations. If they're a student that does attend Bad Axe Public Schools, look for a sign-up in the fall, very early when school starts. We have a kickoff night and a quick sign-up there. And they're welcome to just stop in and ask questions anytime.
Because you need to get them at the beginning of the school year so they start building a team.
Correct.
Yep.
You don't want people just coming in and out of the program here Correct. And there. You want a team so that when competition comes up, they function as a team.
Correct. Yep. We really do our big kickoff in the fall with that team formation component, and then they work throughout the year. And the times they meet, it really is based on the team needs. You know, if you've got a team that has lots of after-school activities, they might meet in the evenings a little bit later. They might meet on the weekends. It's all based on the team and their individual needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did well. You represented us well.
Yes.
We're all proud of that. And we didn't hear about anything negative, so hey. Kept your cool and enjoyed the scenery and the people you got to meet.
Mm-hmm. Made some new friends in Poland that they've been emailing back and forth already.
Oh, so you got pen pals out of this. Mm-hmm. Or do they call them pen pals anymore? Is it or is it email or tweet buddies or something like that? Because in our day, it was pen and paper and snail mail. But again, congratulations. Wish you well in the rest of the year for the regionals, I believe, are next.
States are next.
States on Saturday. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let us know how you do, and we will let everybody else in the county know how well you do as well.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Alexis King, sixth grader. We'll do ladies first. And we also had Hayden Miles, and he's sixth grader, and Nicholas Clarent, seventh grader. All part of the Destination Imagination program at the Bad Axe Schools. Teacher Heather Miles has been here as well. She has been filling us in on some of the background of the Destination Imagination as well. They went to Poland. Two teams went, 8 kids total. Came back with a 4th place and an 11th place in the competition among about a half a dozen countries were there, weren't there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So represented us well against challengers from all over the world. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.